Track 3 begins indicators, switches, and jacks. There's an illustration of the front of the amplifier at the top of the page. It's a picture printed in black and white. It begins with the number 1 and works its way from the top left corner across the top of the rig to the top right corner, where I will explain number 5 when we get to it. Then it continues with number 6 in the lower left corner, the opposite diagonal side, and will go from 6 in the lower left corner all the way across the bottom half, which is basically buttons apparently, to the number 14 in the lower right corner. So let's begin with the front panel. This is track 3, titled Front Panel. Number 1, top left corner, IC meter. This meter indicates total amplifier collector current in amperes. Going to the right, number 2. There are 2 explanations for number 2. The first meter, which is to the right of number 1, is the multimeter, and continuing to the right of that, the selector switches. Apparently, that selector switches indicator says meter select, PO for power output, VCC for DC collector voltage at final transistors. The third one down is VSWR, voltage standing wave ratio at the antenna jack. Or the fourth one down, ALC, automatic level control, voltage fed back from the amplifier to the exciter. The function to be displayed is selected by the corresponding push button switches, which I just described, to the right of the meter. What follows next in the manual is a specification of those 4 buttons. I'll just try to describe it for you. The first button near the top is PO, power output. It's on the meter, it reads PO starting with 0 and goes all the way to 800W or watts. The second button, VCC, which stands for DC collector voltage at final transistors, is marked as a line below the PO line on the meter. VCC, starting at 0 and up to 60 volts, V. The third bar in the meter is SWR. That's the third button down on the meter select. It begins at 1, goes to 1.5, and totals at 3. So you have a range of 1 to 3. The fourth line on the meter is ALC, automatic level control, the voltage fed back from the amplifier to the exciter. That line is marked ALC, and apparently on the meter itself, there is just a thick bar about halfway across the meter on that line. Now, continuing across the top, there is a long area which is actually number 4, which is constructed to the right of the meter select along the very top all the way to the right top corner. I will not describe 4 yet, because number 3 is below that long meter area on the left side, and then to its right is number 5, which is below the right lower corner of number 4. So let's begin number 3, which is the lower left corner area of number 4. 3, function status indicators. These 8 LEDs indicate the operational status of the amplifier, power supply, and antenna tuner circuits as follows. We have a chart here with 4 columns. First column is LED, on the left. Second column is color. Third column is circuit. And the fourth column on the right is LIT condition, lit condition. Under LED, then color, then circuit, then lit condition. They are listed as follows. Ready, READY, color, green. Circuit, ATU, lit condition. Antenna is tuned. Wait, WAIT, color, yellow. Circuit, ATU, lit condition. Tuner is working. Warning, color, red. Circuit, ATU, lit condition. SWR is too high. Protect, color, red. Circuit, all, lit condition, parenthesized, see below. Send, S-E-N-D, color, red. Circuit, amp, A-M-P, lit condition, transmission. P-S, temp, color, yellow. Circuit, P-S-U, lit condition, P-S-U, temp, is high. Fan 1, color green. Circuit PSU, lit condition, PSU fan is on low. Fan 2, color green. Circuit amp, lit condition, amp fan is on low. That concludes the chart. When one of the automatically monitored parameters exceeds safe limits, the protect indicator flashes while the microprocessor takes defensive action, as described in the operation section. Going to number 4, the long meter or display area, from the center to the top right corner. 4, band indicators. One of these 9 green LEDs will be lit to indicate the selected operating band of the amplifier. Number 5, antenna indicators. That's to the right of number 3, both of which are below. Number 4, the band indicators on the right side of the upper half. Antenna indicators. One of these 4 green LEDs will be lit to indicate the antenna selected via the optional FAS-1-4R remote antenna selector, if used. Otherwise, these indicators and the corresponding switches may be ignored. Now, going all the way across to the bottom left side is number 6. The power on slant off switch. This is the main power switch. When off, with the button in the up position, the exciter is connected directly to the antenna. In parenthesis, number 1 if the FAS-1-4R is in use. Close parenthesis. If this switch is turned off while the power supply and amplifier are hot, the PS temp, fan 1, fan 2 indicators and fans will remain on until the respective units have cooled sufficiently. Moving to the right, number 7. SSB slant RTTY push switch is to the very right of the number 6 power switch, and we are now working across the bottom half of the amplifier. So number 7, SSB slant RTTY push switch. This switch selects final transistor collector voltage and ALC circuits for either semi or non-continuous duty modes to optimize performance for the different requirements. Set this switch to the depressed position, indicated here, for semi-continuous duty modes, in parentheses, RTTY, FM, AMTOR, AMTOR, packet, and SSTV, close parentheses. Otherwise, it should be in the undepressed position for non-continuous duty modes, parenthesis, SSB, AM, and CW. The next button to the right is number 8, operate, push, switch, and LED. When this two-position switch is in the depressed position, indicated here by illustration, the amplifier will be functional and the green indicator will glow when the exciter is activated. When in the undepressed position, the amplifier is bypassed and the indicator will not light when the exciter is activated. See the diagram below. The function of this switch is overridden by the microprocessor if the protect indicator is blinking. There is a small schematic indicating this function. Now, continuing to the right, number 9 is the third of those 4 buttons on the left lower half, not counting the power on-off switch. 9 is the tuner, push, switch, and LED. When this two-position switch is in the depressed position, indicated here, the responding green indicator is lit and the antenna tuner is in the circuit between the amplifier and the antenna. When in the undepressed position, the antenna tuner is bypassed and the amplifier connects directly to the antenna. See the diagram above. That is the schematic we just mentioned. Continuing to the right is number 10, manual, push, switch, and LED. When this two-position switch is in the depressed position, indicated here, the corresponding green indicator is lit and the operating band of the FL7000 can be selected manually via the band down, slant, up buttons, which we'll talk about in a few moments. They are to the right in the lower half of the unit, directly in the center. The text that follows the band down up buttons. When in the undepressed position, the band is selected automatically by the transceiver, either one of those that was mentioned before, via the optional band control cable, if used. Now, going to those two buttons, band up, slant down, they are termed number 11, and they are directly in the center of the lower half of the front panel. Band up, slant down, push buttons. These buttons are required for band changing when using an exciter not equipped with the Yaesu band control jack, an optional band control cable. When the manual push switch is depressed, these buttons step the operating band of the FL7000 up or down. The selected band is indicated by one of the 9 green LEDs at the upper right of the front panel. Continuing in this line of buttons, we go to number 12, antenna. There is a selection of 4 buttons, 1 through 4, selector buttons. These 4 push buttons can be used to manually select one of up to 4 antennas when the optional FAS-1-4R remote antenna selector is connected. The antenna selection is stored in memory, so once selected and matched on a particular band, the same antenna will be reselected automatically when recalling that band. If the FAS-1-4R is not used, these buttons have no function. Above each of the 4 buttons, beginning on the left is 1, going to the right 2, to the right 3, to the right, number 4. Now, below the number 4 button, there is another button. We are now at a lower level, right near the bottom of the right corner. We have 3 buttons to go. The one directly under the antenna number 4 is the start button. It's a push button. This momentary contact button activates the auto-tune system manually. Normally, when the operating band is changed, the tuner will automatically adjust itself for the same antenna selection and matching impedance set the last time that the band was used. Press the start button to retune if you are on a different part of the band, or if the SWR is still too high after automatic tuning. Manual restart with this button can be used to force rematching the antenna at any time. The last two buttons at the very lower right corner are for number 14, tune and load buttons. These two pairs of buttons allow manual adjustment of the matching network of the antenna tuner. Going toward the right, the button next to number 13, which was the start button, has a left-pointing arrow. And, of course, the one after that has a right-pointing arrow. The buttons under the left-pointing arrows increase capacitance, and those under the right-pointing arrows decrease capacitance. In some cases, it may be desirable to tweak the automatic tuner settings manually by poking these buttons while watching the SWR indication on the multimeter. These buttons are disabled when the automatic tuning system is active and when the tuner switch is off. This concludes the front panel information, which is printed on pages 3 and concluded on page 4 of track 3.